In Fort Gratiot. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What a beautiful morning. What a great weekend this is going
to
be.
It's going to be awesome. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to correct Caleb. I think what he wants to say nonstop today is sunny skies for the whole weekend.
Well, we can try and say that, and hopefully it'll happen. And there's a good chance of that.
That's
40%
right.
chance of rain, but we're not going to dwell on that.
No, it's a variable we can't control.
And tomorrow's going to be great. You got fireworks tomorrow night.
Fireworks tomorrow night. Best viewing up and down 24th Avenue, probably from Mama Vicky's here to about Walmart.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Fantastic.
Yes.
You are the community development director for Fort Gratiot Township. What does that mean?
You know exactly what it says. It's all about community to me. I'm a fourth generation Fort Gratiot, Port Huron girl. My mom grew up in Fort Gratiot. My dad, a Port Huron guy. So I love the community, and it's always about growing and coming up with new ideas to bring the community together.
Yeah.
And I think that Cruise Weekend does exactly that. It brings out the community. It's an event really put on by the people, because Cruise Night is not something we can organize. And I think each year it takes on its own kind of route, its own vibe. We have businesses that get involved, and every year I hear a new business saying, you know what, I want to do this in my parking lot. You know what, I'm going to add a band. I'm adding a food truck. So it's one of those things that it really is. It's put on by the community. The community comes out to enjoy it, and it's just a fun time.
That is one of the cool things, is to see people putting on concerts up and down Pine Grove and 24th Avenue. People, like you said, food trucks, just spontaneous parties.
Absolutely. And it's, I couldn't even begin to list them now. And it used to be that I would say, Big Boy has a parking lot party, Cheap Charlie's has a parking lot party. Now there's so many that I couldn't even begin to list them all off.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of embraced it, and they kind of do their own thing. And even the car clubs, I believe the Jeep group has a favorite spot that they go to every year. So I just love that they've embraced it as well.
Well, it's going to be fun. We're going to see a lot of cars out here this weekend. And you have enhanced things with a carnival now for the second year in a row.
Absolutely. And like Georgia said, having Moran's last year really did, close down shop and offered up their parking lot. And this year, the mall has graciously said, we'll step up. We'll host that.
Mm-hmm.
So the carnival has room to spread out. We can see the Ferris wheel as you're driving up 24th Avenue, and it just creates that excitement. So we do have twice the amount of rides, and it's a great carnival company. I've really enjoyed working with Doug Birch from TJ Schmidt and Company. Just a great guy, very well organized and exceptionally clean.
Yeah, Doug does a great job. I've met Doug before. He'll, be at the Algonac Pickerel Tournament next week, and it really runs a great carnival.
Oh, he does. He does. And he comes with a lot of enthusiasm, too. He's a guy after my own heart. He's about community as well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's going to come on the radio with you in a little while.
Good.
And so you'll have a chance to chat with him. But yeah, he really embraces it and really wants the community involved and, does everything to promote it as well.
Fireworks tomorrow night around 10 o'clock?
Exactly. Dusk. They'll be shot off from our Fort Gratiot Pond, which will be all closed and secured up. But it's a great show. And our fireworks company does a great job as well. They really get the larger mortars, so they go up farther, because we do have a little bit of difficulty with the tree line. So they get those fireworks, and they're unique too. Mm-hmm. Every year I hear that ooh and oh, I haven't seen that, so it's fun. It's great.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun indeed. You mentioned community. I mean, it really takes a community to put on an event like this, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We have a group, I couldn't do it without everybody at the township, our DPW setting up tents for us. I have people in the office that helped get some posters ready and distribute those. It takes a village to put on a community or a community event like this. But also the Blue Water Cruise Weekend, we have an actual committee that meets at Wing Teal's independent flooring. And we go there, and we have a lot of community partners. Eastern Michigan Bank is one of them that comes, Cheap Charlie's. So we all get together and kind of lay out the weekend and the car show, and and the cruise night and kind of, you know, do it together as a team.
What's fun about this weekend is that, you know, if you're a car enthusiast, if you have a classic car, you're in it because you're driving your car, you're showing it off, and you're looking at all the other cars. Even if you're not that into cars, it's still a great party.
Well, you know, I really don't know a lot about cars, but I will tell you, it is eye candy. Mm-hmm. It is absolute eye candy when you sit on, you know, wherever you choose to take a you know, up a chair and watch the cruise. It's just, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. And they always do spark something like, oh my gosh, I remember seeing that car, or I remember my dad talking about that. So it really does. It brings up, you know, a kind of a nostalgic feel when you see those cars go by.
It starts for a lot of people downtown and ends uptown in Fort Gratiot. And this is
the
loop. I mean, we all remember it. We did it in those cars before they were classics, when they were just, you know, our cars. And we just, that was Friday night in the summertime. It's just driving and having fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we all remember that. And I think that's what brings everybody out, because they like that. And it's again, being part of your community and being out there.
Well, thanks for all that you and everybody at the township and all the businesses do make this a great event.
Oh, you're welcome. It's our pleasure.
Thanks for being here this morning.
Appreciate
it. Christy Jones with us in Fort Gratiot.